Last podcast for Chapter 7, talking about politics during the Industrial Age, which was, believe it or not, even perhaps more corrupt than it is nowadays. Difficult one, number one. Let me try to explain it to you as best I can. A political machine is basically an organization that gets votes and gets particular people into political office. It's the behind the scenes. It's the group, the organization, the structure that gets the vote out for a particular candidate. Most of them at this particular time are associated with the Democratic Party, but there were clearly political machines that were working for the Republicans as well. Number two, the boss is basically the ringleader. He is the head of the machine. Maybe an office holder, but more often is not an office holder. He's working for somebody who's a politician running for office, and he is doing all the things to get that person elected to office because he knows once that person is in office, that person will give him all kinds of benefits and kickbacks and financial reward as well as for those people who had, you know, assisted the boss, the people who are out there on the streets getting the votes necessary to get that person elected in the first place. The targets of the machines were the poor, were a lot of the immigrants who were coming off the boats, who were in desperate need of something, a place to live, a job, food, shelter, you name it, a kid that got in trouble with the law, somebody to help get the kid out of jail, whatever it may have been. The machines knew they had a lot of people there who were effectively easily convinced to vote a particular way in exchange for something they desperately needed. And that's basically what the machine did. It would take advantage of these individuals. And once the immigrants had established themselves and had gotten to the point where they're able of casting a vote, they would do whatever they needed to get that vote. And the vote at that particular time was a public thing in most places. You didn't go behind a curtain and do so in a secret way. So once these kinds of favors were done for you, it was virtually impossible for you to not do what you were being asked to do by the machine, because there would be some nasty consequences for you if you didn't. And they took advantage of these people and got their votes. And then one of the crash courses, it talks about, you know, the kind of voter fraud that went on in those days where, for example, a person with a mustache and a beard would go vote and then come back after having shaved the beard and vote again, and then come back maybe after having shaved the mustache and vote again. So three votes cast for the same person. This was something that was not uncommon back in those particular days, and the machine was behind all of those kinds of activities, again, trading out favors for votes, so a particular politician would get elected to office, and then that politician would kick back favors to the machinery for helping them get elected in the first place. Graft is basically political corruption, using one's political influence to commit fraud, and then kick back a lot of times these monies that were coming from this particular political corruption and fraud back to the people and again in the political machine. And your book talks a little bit about the courthouse in New York in the 1860s, early 1870s, that was way more expensive to build than it should have been because the contractors got paid forever more money than they should have, and then that money got kicked back to the politicians, who then kicked some of that money back down to the machine bosses and other people who'd help them get elected in the first place. And it was quite shady, and obviously a lot of that similar type of stuff goes on in this day and age. But this whole notion now of so much money flowing into governments at that particular time in our history during the Industrial Age was kind of a new concept. So there was more money than there had ever been in government, and the kickbacks were pretty enormous in amount relative to what everybody else was making. Probably the most famous boss of this entire time was a guy named Boss Tweed, William Tweed in New York City, who again perpetrated some of these massive frauds against, you know, the people of New York City, and made all kinds of millions of dollars, and finally ultimately was arrested, and then he served a term and got arrested again, escaped, went to Spain, got captured in Spain because they recognized him from a political cartoon. We'll talk about political cartoons in this particular chapter. And then came back to the United States and was imprisoned or put in jail and died. But his name, Boss Tweed, is kind of synonymous with political corruption and the political machine and its manipulation of poor and immigrant voters of that particular time and what they could do once in power. Lastly, this notion of civil service. Well, before the 1880s or so, basically, another way that people were favored for helping someone get elected is then they would then get appointed to a particular political position that would be beneficial for them financially. And it led to, in many people's minds, again, a lot of corruption and perhaps a lot of individuals who weren't very equipped to be in government positions being in government positions. So the whole idea of patronage, giving someone a benefit for having helped you, was replaced, at least in part, still that kind of stuff still goes on today, but at least in part by civil service reform, where tests began to be given for certain types of political positions, administrator, management type positions, to try to enable or try to ensure that people more qualified to do government jobs would actually be the people getting the jobs, and it wouldn't just be a thank you for someone who had done a politician a favor. And a lot of it stemmed from the assassination of Garfield, if I remember correctly, who was killed by somebody who thought he was going to get a job in the government and didn't get it. So he was all ticked off and then shot the president. And that led to this kind of political reform to try to, and I stress try to, ensure that better individuals were working in government positions.